and experience. As a James Hardy preferred remodeler, Siding Repair Systems is the industry leader in quality exterior home improvement projects and backs every project with a lifetime service warranty. Siding Repair Systems at SidingRepairSystems.com.
It'll be home to 942 bursts of laughter, a 16-pound blackened turkey dinner, and the loudest burp on record. It will see its fair share of broken windows, broken bones, and broken hearts. But first, you have to find it. Start your home search at Zillow.com or on our family of apps. You can view millions of photos, browse historical pricing data, and even sign up for alerts when new homes hit the market. Zillow. Find your way home.
Eye disease can be caused by UV damage. Your eye doctor has lens technology to help prevent that. Go to thinkaboutyoureyes.com to find an eye doctor near you.
Grab your coat and get your hat. Leave your worries on the doorstep. Just direct your feet to the sunny side of the street. Can't you hear a pitter-patter? And that happy tune is your step. Life can be so sweet on the sunny side of the street. I used to walk in the shade with those blues on parade. But I'm not afraid. This rover.
Let this be a reminder to you all that this organization will not tolerate failure.
Crossed over, if I never have a cent, I'll be rich as Rockefeller. Gold dust at my feet, on the sunny side of the street.
Many of you out there are warming up your vocal cords, your trumpet, your clarinet, your piano, your harmonica, because today is round three of The Call. The Call is our talent show. But apparently, this country is really into, for whatever reason, talent now, undiscovered talent. Jumping on the bandwagon? You bet we are. It started with American Idol. Well, it started before that. It started many years ago with, and I'll ask Dan because he's the only other older guy in the room, Ted Mack's Original Amateur Hour.
Oh, my goodness.
You know what that was, PM?
I've heard of it. No, I've never seen any of it.
It was a great TV show. Ted Mack was the host, and people would come on and perform. And then there'd be a winner. Now, I don't know what the prize was. And then there were other varieties, a gong show, which is kind of a...
Star Search. That was a big one.
And then the big breakthrough recently was the American Idol, and then The Voice and X Factor and America's Got Talent. Next year, it's The Wall, where a performer comes out on stage and performs. And now this is the way, I've only seen a couple of promos for it, but if I'm seeing it right, you go out on stage and you perform. And then it's a packed house on the other side of what essentially is a curtain. But you can't see them because the curtain's down. And then I guess the people in the audience vote, and if enough of them say, yeah, the wall comes up, and you're performing to a full house. Kind of an interesting...
The judges get... Is it the judges that make the curtain go up?
I don't know.
I thought it was something... They thought the people just think they're... I'll have to look.
But it's called The Wall, and so a listener suggested we call our talent show The Call... And we thought it was good enough that we decided to go with it. And I believe we sent that listener a check for $10,000.
We did?
No. Hang on.
No.
We didn't? Okay, no, we didn't. We wanted to. And it's the thought that counts. So our show is called The Call. And here's the deal. Now, I'm going to close out today the bidding for dinner with me and my wife at Annie Gunn's. And I'm in such a good mood. You can't believe the good mood I'm in. I'm going to tell you why. And here's one thing I do know about you folks listening right now. You only tolerate so much of asking for money. There are a lot of things you only tolerate so much of. But you also understand that a couple of times a year, it's necessary to stop down and realize that there are, in the St. Louis area, thousands of people, in this case parents, who have very, very sick kids. I just got off the phone with a guy who is the current high bidder for the second of the two dinners. One dinner is gone. Yeah, I closed it out this morning from home from an email I got from a guy. But when I call these people who are in the running and, you know, the two or three current high bidders, I get really interesting stories. And one guy I talked to this morning told me that the reason he was interested in donating and having this dinner with me and my wife is that his daughter was born with some developmental issues, and they had her in Shriners Hospital. I think he said Shriners in Chicago. And he said he was so blown away by what he saw there and what other kids were going through, what their parents were going through, that he went out. It was Christmas time. He bought $2,500 worth of toys. And he went to the administrator or whatever and said, would you give these toys out to these kids in this hospital? And she said, no. And he said he was stunned. She said, I want you to do it. And I know exactly what she meant. She wanted him to go in every room and see what these parents and these kids were going through. And he said it was one of the most powerful things he ever did, one of the greatest things he ever did. And it was a tremendous education. And I know that you know what I'm doing right now. I am trying to weaken you and break you and get to you. Not all of you. Not everybody has over $2,000 to go to dinner. And the fact that it's dinner with me and my wife is not even secondary, and I know that. If anything, I want to do it because I want to meet you. I want to meet generous people. I want to meet compassionate people. I want to meet good people, decent people, and people who are AM and the PM. So let me start, before we get into this talent show thing, and the Burke segment or whatever else, let me just please bear with me, stay with me. If you're not able to throw this kind of money in, that's okay. I think you're going to learn. You'll learn a lot about people, and I think you'll find this interesting. The only dinner that's left open, and it'll be a dinner at a night you choose, you and your wife or your husband or your girlfriend, boyfriend, gay lover, I don't care, neighbor, you'll pick that night at Annie Gunn's. And you will also get a night at the Ritz-Carlton for you and that other person, and then breakfast the next morning included. Tom Sainert at Annie Gunn's. I don't know him as well as, you know, people he went to high school with or grew up with, but I know this about him. At least what I know about him, he is beyond generous. Every single time that I have, and it started with me mentioning on the air, we'll come up with a nice restaurant. Boom, I get a text. You don't have to come up with anything. It'll be Annie Gunn's. And then he realizes that I'm trying to auction a dinner, and I have a certain bid. And maybe it's $2,000, and I have another one at $1,500. And the guy at $1,500 got bumped for the guy with two. Here comes a text to my phone, Tom Sainert. Make it two dinners. Take both their checks for Friends of Kids with Cancer. And he did it again. He did it again yesterday, or 2 days ago, or whenever. I get it, look down, it's a text. He says, two dinners. And by the way, even though, you know, it doesn't cost him what the customer paid for dinner, it costs him a couple of tables at a restaurant where there aren't any spare tables. It costs him wine, which people don't give him the wine. So it costs him some money. But he realizes that it's not enough that it's going to change his life, but it's the money that's going to change a lot of people's lives who have kids with cancer. So here's where we are. I have a dinner left. I have a current high bidder. I just talked to him. at $2,000. And for the $2,000, he gets the night of his choosing dinner with his, I think this is his girlfriend in this case, and me and my wife, and any guns, anything you want. A couple of really nice bottles of wine chosen by Mr. Sainert, and the night at the Ritz. I'm at $2,000. And I'm thrilled to be at $2,000 because, and get ready, Bruce, get ready with a drum roll. The reason I'm thrilled, part of the reason I'm thrilled with that is because I'm also thrilled about what happened with the other table, which I closed out this morning. I get an email. Now, I don't go through emails but about once a day. And here's an email from a guy named Dave Orff. He's the president of Orff Construction. And he, like a lot of people, has a sad, tragic child story in his life. And in his email, he said, I'm interested, give me a call. And I called him, and he said, put me down for $2,000. And I said, what's your I'm out number? What's the number where you go, I'm out, and you don't want to continue to bid? And he said, that would be $3,000. I said, then why don't you just make it $3,000, and you don't have to worry about any competition, and I'll shut it down, and it's yours, locked and done. And he said, done. Dave Orff deserves a round of applause. Yeah. And so, Bruce DeCompany, if you would, please. So our current total, the $3,000 dinner that's gone and the one that's still up for a very short time, we're closing it today at 2, puts us at a total already of $5,000. What
the world needs now is love, sweet love.
Okay.
Yeah.
Brian is on the phone. He called back, and he talked with his wife and everything, and he will...
Well, will he talk to me? Will he talk to me?
Sure.
Or does he not want to talk to me? Did he?
I don't know. Let me check.
The blinker?
Yeah, he will.
Yeah. Hey, Brian.
Hi, Frank.
Now, I'm not going to give your last name. Hang on one second. I'm not going to give your last name because... You know, I'm not always sure what people are comfortable with, but weren't you the one who told me about children, Shriners Hospital?
I'm sorry?
What, did you? Oh, no, that was Mike, the other guy. You were at, you mind if I tell, you were at 1500.
Correct.
And when I talked to you a few minutes ago, you said, let me talk to my wife. And Brian, I have to tell you, that I was confused by that because, and I mentioned it to Peon and Dan, and they said, what does that mean?
Hmm,
have to talk to your wife. And I said,
I told you what it meant. I said I was trying to wear the pants for at least 30 seconds.
Well, and understand the reason we have a hard time comprehending that is, let me real quickly just check. Peon, you run your household.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, don't you?
Darn right.
Yeah, we just say, here, this is the way it is.
Yeah.
Like it or lump it.
Deal with it.
Yeah, but in your case, apparently you had to go talk to your wife. And I like your wife already because you wouldn't be calling back unless your wife had said, yeah, let's do this. She
sent me a text that said, do it. So
maybe she meant something else. Did it say let's do it?
Well, I'm gonna address that later on this evening. But
I think you should.
One thing that why I had to get permission is yesterday I told her without getting her permission that I was going to the Cardinal game last night. Uh-huh. So I felt like I 2 days in a row. I don't know. I better not do that.
Yeah, probably smart. Probably smart. So where are we here, Brian?
2,500.
All right, let me just make sure I heard that right. $2,500.
Correct.
What
the world needs now is love, sweet love.
Well, Brian, so far, you're in the lead. You just knocked Mike out. Mike, I'm sorry, but Mike, thank you so much for your story about Shriners, and thank you. You see, to me, the fact that just because somebody gets knocked out, the fact that they were in to begin with says everything I need to know about the person. And in your case, I may sometime try your way of marriage. I'm going to think about this, ask my wife what she thinks about something. I'll try that.
That'll be weird.
Why? It'll be weird.
Yeah.
And I might actually not.
For what reason?
I might actually not buy a car or make a decision unless I go, well, what do you think? I've never tried it, but I think I might give that a try.
Hey, Frank, if you do, you might be able to sleep in the same bedroom with her.
Oh, boy, forget it.
Yeah, I don't know. It might take more than that. Hey,
she
man,
snores.
I cannot thank you enough. Are you able to listen at all? Here's what we'll do. I'm not going to call you back. I got a feeling this is your ceiling is 25.
It is.
Okay, well, and if it gets bumped out for 3,000, I still thank you. Thank you. Thank your wife, okay?
I will.
All right, we're hanging on to your number. Stay tuned. Thank you, Brian.
All right, thanks a lot, right. Frank.
Brian.
AM in the PM.
Oh, man, thank you. Hallelujah. Did you ever hear of such a marital concept?
No.
A guy, let me see if I got it right, checks with his wife before he could do
gets
something.
Gets her input?
The day that women get input in marriage, that's the end of this country. I'll tell you that. That's not how it works in my house. Well, we have $5,500. I'm on the cloud 10 right now. I get a big kick out of it. I really do. And I think the only people listening who will understand it are people who have either been really close to somebody whose kid was really sick or even died, or had it happen to you yourself. And thank goodness, none of my kids has had cancer. The worst scare, and I've told you this, that we ever had was the heart surgery at the age of 6 for my oldest son. And I was, it's just like I was, I didn't even know what to do. I just couldn't breathe. Because all I kept thinking was, you know, what if something doesn't work? What if this goes bad? And then they always have to tell you that disclosure stuff. Well, now there is the chance. It's like any surgery. They tell you that just being put to sleep could kill you. They tell you that. And in my case, they told me when our son had heart surgery at 6, the doctor said, now there's a 0.5% chance, 1 in 200, that he'll never walk again. And I said, what? It's heart surgery. He said, I know. He said, but this particular procedure, for some reason we do not understand, 1 in every 200 kids, their hearts are fine, but they don't walk. They can't walk. So then that's all you think about. Well, you know, consider the odds. You've got a 199-to-1 shot that he'll walk and he'll be fine. And here's something I remember and I'll never forget. When he was coming out of the anesthesia, the doctor took a little pin and he touched his foot with it. He wanted to see if he had feeling in his legs. And there was no reaction. And then immediately I thought, oh no, one of the 200. One of those 1 in 200. And the doctor said, no, hang on. He said, let's wait a few minutes. He may still be under. And then a few minutes later he did, and he pulled back his foot, and that's when we knew he's got feeling in his feet. Wow, it was a great feeling. So all I'm asking, and this is not going to last much longer, I promise. I won't continue to, you know, beat you to death with this. Friends of kids with cancer, that's what this is about. They got a big golf tournament coming up, and this is kind of ties in with that. I have one dinner that's still open for bid. If we close it at 25, that's a fantastic thing. But if I can get another 5 or another 1,000, hey, if you're out there and you're really, really rich, and you know who you are, and you know that we have listeners who are really rich, $10,000 for dinner with me and my wife would be, I think that'd be fantastic. I'm kind of kidding, but I'm really not.
If you're really, really rich, that's like spending $10 or $15.
It's nothing. So we'll stop it for now. We'll get into it later. Here are the number. If you want to call, and please do, if you want to top the 25, and I don't want to do increments of 100, if you want to top it by at least 500, and we'll give it a couple hours, and then we'll shut it down. But Brian's the leader so far. Thank you, Dave Orff, again. My goodness, thank you so much for the 3,000 for the one dinner. 314-969. These are the talent show numbers, too. 314-969-KTRS or 888-550-KTRS. And thanks to Brian's wife. I don't know your first name. But thank
she made the call.
She said it literally is her call here. Yeah. We she's the one we have to thank because apparently he lets her tell him what to do. Again, that's confusing to me. Okay, those are the numbers. Now, Burke's segment, real quickly, do we have anything?
Oh, maybe we should go to our guest.
Well, then we're going to go right to
our... He doesn't like holding it.
I don't think he's on for the talent competition.
Well, he could be.
Let me see. Yeah. John, are you on for the talent show?
Nope.
Okay. I think you shared with us a couple of weeks ago.
I've given you enough of my talent over the last 8 years.
I believe you have, and enough of your money.
I mean, those are two different topics, obviously. You know, you're talking talent. You know, then you're talking money. That's me giving you money.
No, you're
for
not giving. No,
well
hold on.
Done.
Oh, yeah. And then it's not really giving.
Better sometimes. Most of the time, it's a great job you do for Johnny Londup Chevrolet.
What does that mean? Most of the time. Oh. Maybe the times I don't do as good a job are the times when you do all the talking. Could that be?
Silence. Go ahead. I'll just shut up for a little bit.
That's a no.
How you doing?
Oh, just watching it pour down rain. I love it.
I got to tell you something. I wasn't going to take the Corvette out today because it hasn't seen rain yet. That's how weird I am. But it was so beautiful at my house. I knew this was coming, but it was so beautiful. Holy cow, 63 and the sun was out. And I thought, I'm taking it. I'll just baby it back home tonight in the rain. And as soon as I get home, before I do anything else, that thing will be wiped down and dried. I won't even allow the water to dry and spot on it.
Hold on a second. You drove the Corvette. You did not look at the weather to see that there were, you know, severe thunderstorm warnings?
No, I looked at it.
I mean, your own station this morning.
I looked at it. Well, don't go by.
McGraven. He was talking about it all morning.
McGraven?
Well, don't go by our station. We are weather people.
Well, yes, I do.
So what?
Well, let me help you with something.
I drive home, it's wet, I wipe it off.
It is the station on the stereo at the Londup household. Okay. That's it.
Now, you know what? It was such a perfect drive in. It'll be worth having to wipe it down when I get it home if it pours rain. I don't care.
Well, I guess a good thing is that if you have to drive through hail, you know, you won't have to worry about hail dings.
Why is that?
It's not metal.
It's fiberglass. But you know that I've never, in my whole life, do you know that I've never had hail damage on a car?
There you go.
But I wonder
there
if
you
most
you
people...
You just said it. You just jinxed yourself.
Now, hang on. Pan, have you ever had a hail damage?
I think so. Not bad. But
I've had it on the house. Dan, hail damage?
Yes, I have.
Yeah. For some reason, I lucked out. Now, I've driven home like 100 miles an hour knowing it was about to hail and listening on the radio, and they're going, and the hail is, and it literally is like 3 miles from my house, so I just floored it. And honestly, a couple times I pull in the garage, and then here comes the hail. But I've missed it all these years, so maybe I can miss it again tonight. But you got a good point. Fiberglass would not dent like metal.
Have you ever noticed that? I mean, if you're around when there's a major hailstorm and look at all the people that pull in to the covers, the overhang at the gas stations.
Or overpasses on the interstate.
Oh, yeah, that too.
I would be one of those people. I don't want, you know.
And then you see that poor individual who got like half of his vehicle, you know, covered up at the gas station. The front half is covered up. The back half just took a terrible beating.
The worst hail damage I ever saw, and I know you know Outdoors Ned, the worst hail damage I ever saw, he called me years ago and he said, you got to come over and see this. He had a Suburban. I went over. I could not even believe. It looked like 10 people took sledgehammers, and their mission was, don't leave one square inch without a dent in it. It was absolutely, it looked like the surface of a golf ball.
Wearing golf cleats and just stomping all over.
Yeah, it looked like the surface of a golf ball. And I said, well, this car is ruined. And he said, no. And he went and had it all taken out. Somehow.
No way, really?
Yeah, but it was, wow, it's the worst I've seen.
Remember 2001, April the 10th, 2001, 793 vehicles here at Johnny Londup Chevrolet, the worst hailstorm ever. And it hit, something happened when it hit North County, when it hit Florissant, and it went from, you know, the size of, let's say, a large grape, maybe a lime, to a baseball. I mean, the place was destroyed. All of the windows in the west end of the service operation, gone. You know, the Chevy signs that are 150 foot in the air, They looked like meteor rocks. I mean, there were massive holes through those because it was coming out of the north-northwest. It's such a force. We were lucky it was a Tuesday, and it, we weren't open. If it would have been a Monday, Wednesday, or Friday, you know people would have run out and tried to pull into the service department. I'm telling you, but one of those, you know, baseball-sized hailstones hit you in the head, you're done. I mean, you're boom. You're out.
I don't know the year, but I remember watching on a, one of the stations in St. Louis them interview the person who was in the car. It was at Page and either Page or Olive, Olive and 270. They were set, they were at a light just east, whatever that first light is on Olive, and this hailstorm came over, and this person sitting in the car at the stoplight, the windshield and the back window both were blown out by hail. It was that severe in a real concentrated area. That gets your attention.
We 2006. We had a really bad hailstorm, February the 17th, only to be followed up by another one on March the 13th. So in less than 30 days, the dealership was hit two times with hail. And the insurance adjuster, Chester Jackson, a great friend of mine, he came in and he said, he calls me Junior, which I can't.
You don't like that,
but
do you?
I know, but I've known him for so long, he can get away with it. He said, Junior, you're the only guy I know that would get hit two times in less than 30 days with a hailstorm. This is one of the top adjusters for General Motors at the time in the country, in the Midwest. I'm like, well, what are we going to do? He goes, I don't know. I'm like, well, not the answer I'm looking for. I don't know. But luckily, the two storms had different size hail, and we were able to determine it was a nightmare.
Well, the good news is there are people who really jump on those hail damage sales. They like buying those cars because the deal they get, the money they save more than pays to have the hail damage taken out.
Well, you know, the deals that we're giving right now are almost hailstorm-type deals without the damage. So, you know, don't wait for a storm. You know, grab your umbrella. Come on out. Maybe get your rubbers, your galoshes on.
Your rubbers? John, we don't talk like that. Yeah. We do not. Can you edit that out?
Say prophylactic.
I'm talking about rubber boots.
Well, I didn't sound that way.
What's wrong with you? Why do you do that?
Nobody says that. Nobody says about boots, put your rubbers on.
Yeah.
Can we take these things off now?
What?
Can we take these things off now? How long's it been since that joke?
I've had them on for 3 hours.
No, I'm making a note of that right now. That's a joke. That may be today's joke.
My goodness.
Let me just write this down. Got it. Thank you, Peon.
That Peon is one.
So why don't you call your sale right now an almost hail of a sale? Almost hail of a sale.
Did you want to ask me about last weekend's sale event?
I was just about to do that. How was last weekend's sale event?
It was really successful, extremely successful.
Of course it was. We talked about it.
We talked about it. It was great. Yeah, we love AM and the PM people. We love them. And let's just discuss, there was a customer, won't mention a name, who sent an email to you. You've received
I've gotten two or
thousands
three.
Of emails.
Yeah.
Very positive. This is one that was not happy with a request for some repairs. Couple of months after she bought the vehicle, and you send me the email, and you just leave it up to me, and had her come in service yesterday, gave her a loaner vehicle, and we're going to fix the issues with her vehicle. It's not a brand new car. It is a pre-owned vehicle, about 8-9 years old. Doesn't matter, though. She's AM and the PM.
Did you give her a hug?
I will give her a hug when she comes back after she's happy.
Good.
We, as we do with everybody in our service operation, we threw out the red carpet. But when you're AM and the PM,
you get special treatment.
It's just a little brighter red. That's all I can say. It's just a little brighter red, that red carpet here at Johnny Law and Duff Chevrolet for the AM and the PM crowd. You just have the best people, Frank, listening to you and Dan and Ian. You know, you're just class people.
No,
class. When I think of you three, I think of nothing but class.
Well, I think you speak for everyone.
Right.
When they think of us, Dan, me, class, that's what they think of.
Oh.
Now, this is talent show day. Every Thursday's become talent show day.
So Dan usually always tells text messaging me. It did vary sometimes. I mean, we've been doing this Monday, Wednesday, and Thursday for a few years.
I usually get
a text message. Mm-hmm. So no text message today. I just got a phone call, and he starts giggling. He goes, "Hey, sorry, I didn't text you." Like, it's a big surprise that we're going to talk together on Thursday at 3:30. But it was pretty funny.
What I would like is every Thursday, if you would just participate in the talent show, and every Thursday you do one thing. It doesn't have to be good.
I will be prepared. We've been very, very busy here.
Well, no, hang on here. I got an idea. One guy called.
You just totally cut me off.
I know. A guy called 2 weeks.
You're very good at just that. I could be saying something very important.
Thank you.
You don't care.
No. A guy called 2 weeks ago, and he did the sound effect of a weed eater trying to get started first thing in the spring. And you know how they just won't start the first time that year. And it was really bad, but it was so bad it was good. Is there anything that you could do that you can think of that you could give us right now that would be your version, a sound effect?
Well, let's just hit you with a little trivia. What is one of the major sporting events that happens in May?
In May? Well, baseball has already started. May.
It's probably the largest sporting event.
Largest sporting event? In May. You got me.
Memorial Day.
That's not a sporting event.
No.
Did you say sporting or spring?
The Indy 500 is not a sporting event.
Oh, okay.
Oh, Indy 500.
All right? What is this?
See? I knew it. I knew he could do it.
All right, so now you've accomplished your mission. You've made me, sound like an idiot on the air.
No, you didn't.
Great, but,
No, you didn't.
Oh,
apparently he likes doing it.
You ever been to the Indy 500?
Never have. I don't like crowds.
I do NASCAR racing.
Hey, Dan, give me your NASCAR. Listen to this.
That could be a little bit of a cross between a NASCAR and bad gas. I don't know. It was a cross between one of the two. But so have you been to an Indy race?
Never.
What are they doing? 235 miles an hour?
Pretty fast.
237, 242. And they won't let you stand by the walls. They watch it. But, you come out of the grandstands and you try to sneak in, and stand there. Because when that car goes by that wall by inches, it just goes right through you. You just feel it through your entire body. You get to really admire the people, the men and women, that get behind the wheel of those vehicles and drive them at those speeds.
Do women drive in the Indy 500?
The Danica Patrick,
yeah.
She drives the Indy 500?
Yeah. Won the race.
I thought she was NASCAR.
No, that was NASCAR.
She's NASCAR.
She drove.
Did she do Indy before?
Yeah,
she did. You can argue.
No, I'm not arguing. I'm asking. No, I didn't know that.
Yeah, she did Indy
before.
Started
in NASCAR. Well, she started probably as a young child doing go-karts. I mean,
she's hot.
Race car drivers will start driving at the age of 5 and 6 and 7, and they're doing 50 to 60, 70 miles an hour in covered cage-prepared go-karts.
Yeah, and they can't move. They're literally in a fixed position.
Yeah.
I said literally. See, I shouldn't have done that. I misuse that word all the time. But she's in a – and they are all – they have no room to shift, or if you had to scratch your butt, you're out of luck.
Yeah, they have room to shift.
No, shift the gears, but not shift their body or change. You know how when you're on the highway, you kind of, I'll move my leg over here. They can't. They are strapped in, locked in, and for a long,
time. You think they are receiving the G-forces when they're going down the straightaway?
My goodness, yeah.
Of course they are.
Yeah.
You think, are they in shape? Are they athletes?
No, they are absolutely athletes. You have to be.
Unbelievably.
You have to be in great shape.
Yeah.
And I think they say the average driver in every race loses 10 pounds.
A little crazy, too, That's unbelievable. Like a hockey goaltender.
Now, we're out of time.
How do they calm down after a game?
I don't think they do for a while.
Oh, my God. Unbelievable.
We're out of time, but I would like to share with you my only contribution to the talent show, and I'm disqualified, is my sound effect, and I'm the only person that I know who does this. I've never heard anybody else do it, and it's the sound of someone making a phone call. The way you would hear it from your phone, the ringing, the pickup, the answer, and the hang-up, all with just my mouth. Here we go. Hello? Yeah, I'm not done. No. Now I got to start over.
Oh, man, sorry.
Yeah, is John Landoff there, please?
I can't right now.
Okay, I'll call back later.
Okay.
All right, goodbye.
Dan,
you covered up the hang-up. You covered up the hang-up.
Oh, man.
Now I can start over.
Oh, man.
Hello?
Yeah, is John Landoff there, please?
I'm not sure if Frank offended us.
All right, I will. I'll call him back later. Okay, goodbye.
All right, goodbye.
Do you hear the little hang up? And that's I got it all. Got it all in.
I mean, that's talent, buddy.
Thank you.
That is talent. I mean, what's it like?
It's fantastic.
To have that much talent.
It's fantastic.
Now, you have more talent. This is the Johnny Landoff senior line. I got more talent in my pinky finger than most people have in their entire body.
Did he say that's that funny. About you or about himself?
He's talking about himself. No. Come on. I used to go, I said, hey, some more people just came in and said, I look just like you. He goes, son, come on now. They're trying to make you feel good.
I just looked at the clock. We were completely out of time. 12 minutes.
Quit
12
talking.
Minutes
you talk too much,
right,
okay?
I'm finished. Give me your phone
number.
I got
a job to do here.
Give me your phone number.
314-837-1800. 314-837-1800. 24/7, 365 at Landoff.com.
All right, thank you. We will send you business.
Oh, man.
Thank you, John.
Goodbye.
There you go. Yeah, he did acted like he didn't want to do it.
Right, and then he did it multiple times.
Yeah, three times. Mm-hmm. See, once you bring out that suppressed desire to entertain with a talent that you know you have, then you can't stop. It's like a runaway train. Quick break. We're back all the next hour. It's you and your audible talent, any talent that can be heard to be appreciated, singing, whistling, bird calls, harmonica playing, trombone, trumpet, piano, impressions, sound effects. We're here for you. And what a prize package. What a prize package. Let's take a break. We'll come right back. Big 550 KTRS.
Let's check the traffic right now. We've had some storms rolling in, and sure, it's affecting things. Here's Tim Weiland.
Yeah, it is slowing things down. This report's brought to you by Most Missouri's 529 College Savings Plan. It's never too early to start planning for your child's higher education. Most Missouri's 529 College Savings Plan, working toward your child's future, is their goal, too. If you'd like to learn more, visit most29plan.com. They've just reopened the left lane of northbound 61 at Highway P. They've had the highway shut down for a while now, so only the left lane is getting through now. That's northbound 61 at Highway P up north of Wentzville. We've got a stalled vehicle partially blocking the ramp on the entrance from westbound 44 onto Hampton. We have a stall on southbound 270 near Dorset. Southbound 270 must have been raining out there pretty hard because we're slow from a little south of Dorset in pockets all the way down through Doherty Ferry. This traffic report also brought to you by Advil Congestion Relief. It's the only cold medicine that delivers a 1-2 punch at pain and sinus pressure with Advil Plus, a proven nasal decongestant in a single pill. Use as directed. Find it at Walmart. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Hi, I'm Kelly Jackson. Friday morning on McGraw Live. We'll get you ready for the weekend with Illinois Congressman Rodney Davis. Former Missouri Speaker of the House, Rod Jetton, shares his story. ABC's David Blaustein will review movies opening this weekend. And attorney Scott Sherman will join us in studio. It's McGraw Live, starting at 6 on the Big 550 KTRS.
The best sale in the history of Granite Busters is ending soon. So you should take advantage of this incredible deal right now before it becomes history. For just $1,999.55, you'll get all of this. 45 square feet of Category A granite countertops, laser templated, custom fabricated, and installed with an industry-exclusive lifetime warranty. A stainless steel undermount sink, a sink grate, and a plumbing hookup. All this for under $2,000. No one can beat this deal. But you better hurry, because when it's over, it's over. Questions? Call Granite Busters right now. 636-322-2344. That's 636-322-2344. Or visit the Granite Busters showroom at 20,000 square foot double warehouse at 1752 Jeffco Boulevard. You'll find over 125 colors and 500 plus granite and quartz slabs in stock. That's the biggest in-stock selection around. There won't be a better time to upgrade your countertops to granite. Call, visit, or log on at GraniteBusters.com. The kitchen countertops of your dreams for under $2,000. Only at Granite Busters.
New customers only. This offer cannot be combined with any other offers. Restrictions apply. See store for details. Disclaimers at cnctaxprogram.com. If the IRS claims you owe back taxes, you could qualify for a special tax program, and you won't make any payments to the IRS. That's right, I said if you qualify for the CNC tax program, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Get ready to write down the most important number you may ever need to finally end your IRS nightmare. This toll-free number should only be used if you can't afford to pay any money to the IRS. Call 800-989-9241 now to see if you qualify for the CNC tax program. Once you're accepted, the IRS must stop all collection activities against you. No more threatening phone calls, no wage garnishments or bank levies, and no more monthly payments to the IRS. Just call 800-989-9241 now to find out if you qualify for the CNC tax program. You won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Call 800-989-9241 now. That's 800-989-9241. 800-989-9241. Again, 800-989-9241.
My name is Don, and a lot of stuff happens to me. My wife even calls me Disaster Don once in a while, but that's not fair. I'm just a little unlucky. I mean, who hasn't been to the hospital for a giraffe bite? What, and engines fall out of cars all the time, right? But since that stuff happened, I needed a lot of cash at once. So I called Cash Call at 855-590-CASH.
At Cash Call, we can lend you a big chunk of money so you can handle all your unexpected expenses at one time. You can borrow $2,600 to $25,000 by tomorrow with no collateral and make monthly payments or pay it back all at once.
Yeah, Cash Call lent me enough money for everything. And uh-oh, is that lightning? Again?
If you need a lot of cash all at once, make the cash call at 855-590-CASH. Because dealing with the unexpected doesn't make you a disaster. It makes you just like everyone else.
Subject to credit approval. Additional documentation required. Loans will be made pursuant to Missouri Consumer Credit Loan License 367-03-3042.
In a matter of days, St. Louis went from a buyer's market to a seller's market. And you want to find out the secrets to a winning offer in a seller's market? I have a suggestion for you. Check out Kathy Helbig. Kathy Helbig Group has been in St. Louis for 17 years. She's a full-time top producer in St. Louis City, St. Louis County, and St. Charles County. She's co-owner of Keller Williams Realty West. And if you want to get your home in front of 3,000 local buyers, register with the Kathy Helbig Group. Call them today at 314-276-SOLD. And you can always visit them on the web at KathyHelbigGroup.com. She is the best. And since it's a seller's market, you need to know exactly what's going on, and you need to be able to pounce. Whether a buyer or a seller, the Kathy Helbig Group will represent you all the way to the finish line for your brand new home. KathyHelbig.com or 314-276-SOLD. Kathy Helbig Group and KathyHelbig.com.
Are you looking for a new kitchen or bath? How would you like to only spend $5,000 on your brand new kitchen? Well, you can if you go to Affordable Kitchens and Baths. It's a division of Callier and Thompson, and it's the home of the $5,000 kitchen, which includes in-stock all-wood maple cabinetry, 2-centimeter granite countertops, and all stainless steel appliances. It's Affordable Kitchens and Baths, and it's the home of the $5,000 kitchen. Now, where is it? It's in St. Peter's, 4600 South St. Peter's Parkway, formerly Highway 94, between Kisker and Central School Road. Affordable Kitchens and Baths has great financing rates with any project. They have ding and dent appliances that can save you even more money if you're updating your kitchen. And in most cases, you'll never be able to see the ding or dent. They're located at 4600 South St. Peter's Parkway, formerly Highway 94, between Kisker and Central School Road, a division of Callier and Thompson, so it's synonymous with quality. It's Affordable Kitchens and Baths.
Staples has great deals on everything for your office break room, from coffees and teas.
Hey, boss, can I get some coffee?
No.
To sports drinks and sodas.
Hey, boss, can I?
No.
To chips and candy.
What if I?
No.
How
no.
about?
Staples has everything you need for your office break room.
But I'm gonna.
No.
Except the break. Thousands of products added online every day, even resume software. Now get a 20% off coupon for your K-Cup purchase. Staples, make more happen.
Coupon valid 5-11 to 5-17-14 in store online or by phone. Limit one coupon per customer while supplies last.
The hottest deals of deer season are disappearing soon. Act now to get 0% financing on new John Deere compact tractors, utility tractors, and hay tools. Or choose big cash off. These offers won't last long. So hurry in today. Offer ends July 31st, 2014. Subject to approved credit on John Deere financial installment plan. Some restrictions apply. See dealer for details.
Visit McLean Implement in Albion, Flora, Benton, Norris City, or Wayne City. Or online at McLeanImp.com or MyJohnDeereDealer.com.
Tired of that old ugly ceiling fan? Enjoy the cool energy-saving breeze of an Emerson ceiling fan at fantastic savings. At Metro Lighting, you'll save 33 to 40% on all regularly priced Emerson ceiling fans and accessories. You'll be amazed at the updated looks of Emerson fans. Plus, every fan from Metro Lighting comes with an exclusive performance guarantee. Skip the box stores and shop locally owned Metro Lighting for limited time savings on all Emerson ceiling fans starting as low as $64. Visit MetroLightingCenters.com for the location nearest you.
K-Bova Realty, family-owned, big enough to provide excellent service, small enough to care. Find Kay at www.sellingstlewis.com.
Avocado season is back at Subway. Add rich, creamy avocado to any salad or sub, like the turkey and bacon avocado. Subway, eat fresh.
I may have very exciting update news for you on our Friends of Kids with Cancer dinner. This is so exciting. Sorry. If I'm the only one really excited, just bear with me and let me enjoy this. We will get to our talent show next hour. I will. So you have the numbers. Here they are, 314-969-KTRS. That's the number that the most lines come into. Again, 314-969-KTRS, which is 5877. Hang on to that and be ready to call out of the news. The other number is 888-550-KTRS. Hey, you don't have to be good. You've heard some of the other people the last couple of weeks. Some of them are so bad, they're good. So whatever you want to do, huge prize package. So we look forward to that. Associated Physicians Group is in the business of physical therapy and pain management. I'm lucky in the fact that being as out of shape as I am, a guy who hates exercise, eats wrong, loves Cracker Barrel, could live on gravy. I've never had physical therapy. I've never needed, I just haven't broken. See, if you don't do anything, you can't break anything. That's just the way I live by this. If you don't overexert, you probably can't have a heart attack. But you can fall, and I could fall. You could be young, you could be middle-aged, you could be old. Things happen. People get hurt. You want to be in pain the rest of your life? You want to take pain medications the rest of your life? You want to pay for that? You want to pay for surgery and go through that? There may very well be an alternative, and it's waiting for you at Associated Physicians Group. Three locations in Illinois, O'Fallon, Swansea, and Edwardsville. And in Creve Coeur, Missouri, they offer the Alternative to Knee Replacement Program. Go online, check them out, find out everything you need to know. APGPain.com. 4 o'clock at the Big 550 KTRS.
From ABC.